Viv, sitting here on the veranda of the Barn Bar Public School, just watching the odd car go past, plenty of bird life in the trees, the odd chook. Just as many chooks as the children.
I have got as many chooks as I've got children.
Looking around the playground here, we've got the library, which is quite a big room. Another building around about the same size, which is the main classroom. You've got the sports shed, the equipment shed, etc. And a lovely little garden, even a vegetable patch.
We do have a vegetable patch. We're growing vegetables. Important. Looking after the environment is part of what you do with all children. Sometimes that's not so easy in a bigger school for space reasons and our hygienist reasons. But when you're in these smaller ones, you've got a little bit more leniency. And we're lucky we've got spaces to lock them away so the chooks don't get them and children don't tread on them or townspeople don't come and annoy us in those forms.
Looking around you, you've pointed out the pub across the road. Once upon a time, there was a pretty good bakery, apparently, and you can see the remains of a service station, but not much else these days. The railway line still goes through. A train went past earlier, and, of course, the traffic's going past sporadically. But where are these kids from? Are they from in town, or are they from the outlying sort of farms?
The children I've got at the moment are mainly in-town children. I have one farming family left, but he's about the last farming family around. I think there's only one other close by that send their children off to a Catholic school that would have a child of the age for this school. Basically, they're the end of the line.
Remember the days of the old schoolyard? We used to laugh a lot. Oh, don't you remember the days of the old schoolyard? When we had...
What's your name?
Shani,
tell me, what class are you in?
Year kindy.
Year kindy. And how do you like your school here at Barn Bar?
We do fun work.
Really? What sort of fun work?
We build stuff. Build castles.
Tell me about the chooks. Do they have names?
We had a rooster and then died.
Jack Maunder. Hi, Jack.
Hello.
Tell me what you like about your school.
Nice kids. And we all play together.
You don't fight much? There's only five of you.
No, we don't fight very much.
What's your favourite subject, Jack?
Science.
What about you, Connie? Now, you're off to high school next year. Do you think these little kids will miss it when they go off to Boggabri with lots more children next year?
No, not really. Well, there's some adventures that you get at a big school and there's some that you get at a little school. So, either way you go, it's good both ways.
What's your name?
Ricky.
Ricky, tell me, what do you like about your school?
I play with Jack and Dean.
Tell me, Dean, what do you like about Barn Bar Public School?
Well, you get to play with four kids.
Is that good?
Yes.
Would you prefer a bigger school?
Yes.
You like going into Boggabri?
Yes.
You do? You like going into Boggabri, do you? Why do you like going into Boggabri? Sorry?
You get to do swimming.
Who's the best basketball player at Barn Bar Public School? Jack, well, show us your style, Jack. Went straight through the hoop. Well, okay. Doesn't sound like anybody's going to be too sad to be sort of moving on next year.
No.
Not for me, because I'm the fourth generation of Maunder to go to this school, so, yeah. Because my great-granddad and my great-great-granddad's come here, and my dad and my brothers, and, yeah.
Morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
What's first up in class this afternoon, Jack?
Percussion.
Do you like percussion?
Yeah, it's fun.
In the classroom of Susan Brown here today, the Barn Bar Public School now, and I understand there's something special on the agenda this afternoon.
We're going to have percussion this afternoon, where we're going to practice for our piece for the school play. We're going to have an evening of music this year. We had a melodrama last year, but we usually do it at the hall across the railway tracks. But this year, because it's the final swan song, we're going to do it at the school so that any visitors, the past students and things, can come and visit the school at the same time. And when I turn the music on, I want the triangles to go 1, 2, 3, 4, and Jack on the drums. And Connie, I want you to do the quick beat, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, using both shakers. Are you ready? And listen to the music, and we're going to turn it up loud, but use the soft end of your donga.
1, 2, 3, 4.
One time, I imagine there was more than five students here. In the heyday, how many teachers would there have been here in students?
There's been a maximum of three teachers at the school, so I think that's about 70 students.
What happens if there is some sort of emergency here at the Barnbar Public School?
That was something we noticed really early, or I noticed really early in my principalship here, was that there wasn't really a plan for sole teacher, the isolated employee type system. So we've developed an emergency plan simply for that, just in case one of us steps off the veranda and breaks their leg or something or other and there's a major problem. So our children are well trained in how Triple O are going to ask them the questions and the type of questions they're going to ask. We have a procedure where the bell rings. We have any person, whoever's there, is to ring the bell continuously. So we put flyers out in our local community to say, if you hear that bell going and going and going, come down. I don't care if everyone in town comes down, but come down. It means there's a problem at the school and that there's not an adult that can fix it, that it's going to be relying on younger children to solve it.